KPBS On Demand is supported by Paint Care, offering households and businesses in California more than 800 leftover paint drop-off sites for recycling. Quantities of 100-plus gallons of paint may qualify for a large volume pickup. Learn more at paintcare.org.
Welcome in, San Diego. It's Jade Hindman. On today's show, flu vaccinations are down, and there's concern more people could get sick this season. We'll tell you how to stay healthy. This is KPBS Midday Edition, connecting our communities through conversation. So something's in the air, and I'm not talking about the holiday spirit. It just seems everyone is coughing and sneezing or recovering from something. And it may be because December marks the start of flu and COVID season. And this year, experts are worried about vaccine rates. Only about 1 in 5 San Diego residents have received their flu shot so far. Even fewer have been vaccinated for COVID-19. Joining me to talk about this is Dr. Pia Panaraj, an infectious disease specialist at Rady Children's Hospital. She's also a professor of pediatrics at UC San Diego. Doctor, welcome to Midday Edition.
Thank you for having me.
So glad to have you here. So why do you think so many people are behind on their flu and COVID vaccines this season?
Well, you know, I think that people sometimes just get tired of hearing about vaccines, especially after the COVID pandemic. We seem to be seeing a downtrend in folks getting their both COVID and flu vaccines over the years. At the beginning, you might remember, everyone wanted the COVID vaccine. In fact, people were mad if they weren't on that priority list. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, things have sort of changed over time. And so now we have to remind people, hey, it's time to go get those vaccines right before the respiratory season starts.
Well, let's talk a bit more about these vaccines. I mean, how do they work to protect us from flu and COVID?
Well, they train our body to recognize the flu and COVID virus. So the vaccine itself doesn't contain the whole virus, but it contains parts of it just to teach our body how to respond. So that way, when we actually see flu or see COVID, whether we get it from our neighbor or friend, our bodies actually know what to do, how to fight it off.
Well, and it's not too late to get vaccinated if you haven't already. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. This is actually a good time to get vaccinated. We like to remind people to get it before Halloween. Obviously, that's past. But flu isn't quite here yet, at least not here in California. We know that it's trending this way. It's caused huge outbreaks in Japan, in the UK, and then in Canada. So it's just a matter of time. We're starting to see rates pick up on the East Coast, and it's going to make its way west probably in the next couple of weeks.
So it'll make its way west in the next couple of weeks. Do you have a sense of how the rates are in San Diego right now at this moment? Obviously not that high since it's still making its way over here. But what do we know about the cases so far? Are they on the upswing?
Not quite yet in San Diego. They're definitely on the upswing on the eastern part of the United States. And then it takes usually about 2 to 3 weeks before it arrives in San Diego. So the vaccine takes about 2 weeks for somebody to make the immunity, you know, to learn from the vaccine that's being given on how to fight off the flu. So if people go get the vaccine right now, they still have time before flu hits San Diego.
Well, given what's happening in other parts of the world, what are the most common strains right now and what makes them unique?
Yeah, so for flu, there is this strain, we call it H3N2 subclade K, which just sounds like a long name. But this strain, it's mutated a little bit from strains that we've seen in past seasons and even from the flu vaccine. This strain has been circulating in those other countries that I mentioned earlier, and even about 80% of the flu strains that we're seeing here in the U.S. belong to this subclade K. So what that means is that we might not have the immunity to it already without vaccination. So the vaccine, although it's not perfect, it will still give some protection against this virus.
Last year was one of the deadliest flu seasons for children in San Diego. Should we brace for similar trends this year?
Yeah, that's correct. Last year was a tough year for San Diego. We had 7 deaths here, and a lot of those, many of those were actually otherwise healthy teenagers, which is, just so sad to imagine that these children were just the week before going to school, playing with their friends, hanging out at the mall, doing what teens do, and then, just a week later to succumb to the flu. It's just so sad. And unfortunately, most of the deaths that occurred in San Diego County, both in children and in adults, were in unvaccinated folks. So we're worried this year as well, just coming off of a severe season, that we might see another severe season. And with vaccination rates down in the community, it's going to be much easier for the flu to spread from person to person.
Given that that's the case, when should parents consider taking their kids to a hospital if flu symptoms take a turn for the worse?
That's a great question. So flu starts with cough, fever, runny nose, achiness, and some of that can be managed at home if the child or adult has any kind of underlying disease, and they should see their physician because there is a treatment that has some benefit if it's started early in the course of symptoms. But then if the fevers persist, the child doesn't want to eat or drink, that is definitely the time to go see the doctor. The other thing that could happen is that the flu itself might they might the child might be recovering from the flu, but they have other complications where we see pneumonia set in, or something having to do with the heart. Sometimes this happens, can happen early on with the symptoms, or it could be that they start to get better and then all of a sudden get sick, started to get sicker again, where the fevers come back and they have difficulty breathing. So that's another time that they should definitely go see the doctor.
I want to bring, talk about COVID too. The latest
Sure.
variant is the XFG variant. What do we know about it?
Yeah, the XFG variant seems to have taken over from earlier variants that we had. There was a time where all of us remembered the names of all of the variants, back during the Omicron days. These are all variants of the Omicron virus. We do have each year the vaccine, actually for both COVID and flu, are updated to be the closest to what's circulating. So all of the COVID vaccines that are available now have been updated for this particular season and is similar, although not exact, it's similar to the variant that's circulating.
A lot of this COVID data is coming from wastewater levels. How accurate are those readings, just generally speaking?
Yeah, they're pretty accurate. The wastewater picks up COVID, flu, actually many other diseases as well, that are circulating in the community. Right now in San Diego, our wastewater levels are low, which is good. But and COVID usually has a summer peak and then a winter peak. So we had our summer peak, numbers went down after that, and we're in that nice period where we can relax just a little bit, but it's expected that it will go up again during the winter.
Something else I think about is, there's been a lot of concern about data and transparency coming from the CDC. Has that made it challenging to track viruses like the flu and COVID at all?
It has made it challenging. The updates are coming a little bit slower, maybe, a week or 2 weeks behind, it seems. So it makes it a little bit harder to track. Using the wastewater scan also helps. So, we are bracing ourselves for what could definitely be a very severe season. We're ready in the hospitals to take care of the patients that come in. But the best thing that people can do for themselves really is to go get vaccinated. As I said before, it might not protect people from actually getting the flu or COVID, but it definitely helps to protect against hospitalizations and all of those severe complications.
Does the delay in that data you mentioned compromise the effectiveness of vaccines for the current circulating strains in any way?
Well, it doesn't compromise the effectiveness. I think delay in knowledge or delay in knowing that vaccine is circulating, sometimes just knowing that sorry, not the vaccine, but the flu or COVID, just knowing that flu or COVID is circulating is an extra reminder for people to go get their vaccine. It's an extra reminder for healthcare providers to get it out there that, hey, don't forget, it's time to go get vaccinated. People get a little bit complacent if they don't see the numbers. And so that's where the concern is. The vaccine strains themselves have already been chosen for this season. The vaccines have already been made. They're ready to be given.
Just aside from wastewater, how have local cities and counties across the state been able to really collect the data needed and communicate that with agencies and the public?
That's a great question. Locally, our health department still collects this data. So they have knowledge from various clinics and hospitals, urgent cares that on positivity rates for both flu and COVID. So that data is still available. CDC data is based on a collection of local public health data from various jurisdictions throughout the United States. And so the data is out there, although it's a little bit delayed, the data is still coming.
Well, we've got about a minute left here, but beyond getting vaccinated, what are some other tips for staying healthy this winter?
Sure. Well, it's to try to avoid being around other people who are sick. It's a really hard thing to do, especially as the holiday seasons come up. You want to be around friends and family. You want to go out shopping. Kids are still in school right now, and so that's obviously a main area, main place where flu and COVID are spreading. So, it's trying to avoid crowds as much as possible. But say that being said, the easier thing to do is just to go get your vaccine, and then you can enjoy all of the holiday, all of what the holiday season has to offer.
Simple advice. I've been speaking with Dr. Pia Panaraj, an infectious disease specialist at Rady Children's Hospital. She's also a professor of pediatrics at UC San Diego. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Here in Southern California, we know all too well the devastation wildfires can cause. That's why our mission is to stop the next one before it starts. I'm Brian D'Agostino, leader of SDG&E's Wildfire and Climate Science team. And we've built one of the most advanced wildfire prevention programs in the country with a team of world-class meteorologists using artificial intelligence and real-time weather data, all to help keep our communities safe. We're also building a stronger grid and using public safety power shutoff when necessary because believe me, I've seen firsthand how unpredictable wildfires can be. But here at SDG&E, we face that uncertainty head-on to help keep you safe. Learn more at sdge.com/wildfire safety.